The sound of pop music in the 1980s was shaped by synthesizers. One of the most revolutionary electronic music inventors was Dave Smith. David Bowie and Madonna are among the legions who used his Prophet 5 synthesizer. Smith died last week at the age of 72. He suffered a heart attack while attending an electronic music festival in Detroit. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Dave Smith's Prophet 5 was on the radio everywhere in the 1980s, in music by The Cars, Parliament Funkadelic's Atomic Dog, The Talking Heads. Dave Smith was an engineer in Silicon Valley in the late 1970s. He also had a music background. The Prophet 5 wasn't the only synthesizer out there, but it allowed musicians to, among other things, play more than one note at a time.
He always knew more about what a musician wanted or needed than they did. He was able to give us the things that we didn't even know we wanted.
Keyboard player Roger O'Donnell used Prophet synthesizers when he played for the Psychedelic Furs, the Thompson Twins, The Cure, and Berlin. He says the Prophet 5 also had a microprocessor that allowed you to store sounds.
Because up until then, if you wanted to change the sound on a synthesizer, you had to, you know, scramble and twiddle 20 knobs, but on the Prophet 5, you could press a button and it bring up the next sound, which was incredible back in those days. But it also came with a ridiculous price tag.
And yet, Smith and Sequential Circuits, the company he founded, couldn't keep up with demand. Smith didn't always love the music that featured the Prophet 5, as he said on the podcast Switched on Pop.
It was a breakthrough instrument that actually allowed all of the great and horrible music of the 80s. Some of it was cheesy and some of it was really good.
One of Smith's favorite uses, he said, was by Radiohead in 2000. By the early 1980s, pop musicians were using all kinds of electronic instruments made by different companies. Those instruments couldn't talk to each other or to computers. So Smith led a design team that created MIDI, which stands for Musical Instrument Digital Interface. Like the Prophet 5, MIDI was also revolutionary, says Charlie Harding, host of Switched on Pop.
Without MIDI, there would be no house music, techno, or nearly any contemporary genre of music. His 1983 invention was so brilliant that nearly everyone who records music on a computer today uses MIDI, all thanks to Dave.
After MIDI was complete, Dave Smith set up a meeting with other keyboard companies, including Roland and Yamaha, to talk about how to make sure the technology was universally adopted. They decided to give it away for free. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News. Do you slide on all your nights like